Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. Today is the first day of June. It is Friday, June 5th, and I am so happy to be with you this morning. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. I have an exciting show planned for today. Today we're going to talk about getting ready to start down the road to taking your life to the next level. I got a lot of feedback from people on the last call, and I'm so glad I was able to connect with so many of you. I still have a lot of emails to catch up with. It was a busy week for many of us in the rest of our lives, so if you're still waiting for a response, I apologize, I will get back to you. But it all comes down to this: for most of the people that I am connecting with in my life, in every area that I touch in my life, is that everybody's ready, expressing their readiness to move on to that next level of their existence. What is it I'm supposed to do is always a question that we ask when we're frustrated. But the reality is we have to make ourselves ready to take that next step. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to take you through some exercises and some talk about how to get yourself ready, how to prepare yourself for that path, and how to step onto the path, and how to take those steps forward. And if we have time, I'll take a couple of calls, a couple of short calls. I have some people already holding, so be patient. We're going to get through today's content before I open up to calls. And then also give you guys some insights on how we can connect throughout the week and not just on Friday, so that we can go through these dialogues. So before we start, as always, I'm going to take a moment to prepare ourselves for the day, to stop and connect, just unwind just for a moment so that you can absorb the information that's coming into you today. I would request that if you're listening to this in your vehicle, to continue to drive and to focus on your driving. But if you're in a situation where you can stop and just take a moment to be in your space, I ask that you do so. And just take a deep breath and experience your space, your consciousness, your existence in the space that you're in now. Just you and the universe and our connection to the great divine spirit. Make sure that you are in a space where you can create a powerful, powerful energy for yourself today. You really do need to consider today that quintessential first day of the rest of your life, because that's what today is. It's that first day. So take one really deep breath in and release it nice and slow. And with that released breath, I want you to release all the doubt, all the disbelief, all the criticisms that you have, emotionally attached yourself to. One more time, deep breath, and then release again. Just let it go, because you're in this nice, safe, warm, and supportive space that you created for yourself. And accept this connection. One more deep breath in. And as you breathe in, accept the energy from the divine, beautiful golden energy from the divine, and release and let that energy ground you firmly and strongly into the ground. Plant yourself into the ground so that you are able and ready to move forward in your life. You should feel wonderful. You can do that activity just for a couple minutes every single day to make that connection. Outstanding. So here we are, June 5th, ready to go in the year 2015. I encourage you to get a journal and mark this day. So this is the day that you began the process of igniting your life so you can evolve your life to forward motion. So we're going to talk about taking your life to the next level, making clear what it is you want to accomplish and the steps to take to make those dreams happen. The first thing we're going to talk about is something I was reminded of this week in some discussions and some mentoring I was doing with some peers in my job. We're talking about making statements of power for yourself and how we make them consciously and we buy them consciously, but we don't always buy them subconsciously. Motivational speaking and leadership training, we call this the ant and the elephant, where the ant is your conscious mind, the elephant is your unconscious mind. So we're going to talk about that first, how you have this, we could also call it your ego, you know, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is either your greatest ally or your greatest enemy. for your subconscious mind is a part of you that can thrust you forward or hold you back. So you can spend hours each day speaking through your conscious mind and knowing what you have to do. But you have to believe that you can do it and that you must do it, conscious level, in order to get through to the other side. Anything your subconscious mind does not accept, your conscious mind will not be able to achieve. I'm going to repeat that. Anything your subconscious mind does not accept, your conscious mind will be unable to achieve. So it's important that you take the time and invest the energy to sell your vision to your subconscious mind. Now, there are some really complicated ways in which we do this. We can get engaged with a hypnotherapist. We can take a number of courses. There's all number of ways in which we can engage with this. We can sit with a light worker or a social worker and talk through some of the challenges. And if you've got trauma in your past, that may not be a bad idea for you to engage with, so you can truly let go of some of the things that are holding you back. But some simple steps that you can take to get started today are the tools that many of us use every day, and that is the power of the affirmation. If you engage with strong, powerful affirmations and you say them and you write them and you put them where you can see them and you use them as a tool every single day, your subconscious mind will slowly begin to train itself to come on board to the dreams that you are attempting to put to place. So, for example, if you want to say something powerful like, I am a great writer. I am ready to receive the next step, which is writing that great American novel. Every day I walk as a great white writer. If you want to make a statement like that, you got to make that statement every day. If you have a journal, write that statement out. And the first thing you write in your journal every day should be that statement. When you get up in the morning to brush your teeth, in your mirror, you should have it taped right at the mirror, right above your head, so you can see it as you brush your teeth. If you have a daily planner that you engage with, it should be on the first page of your daily planner that you see, you open up and you look. If you have a workspace that you work with, you should have that posted right next to your computer screen so that you can see it. You should state it strongly in your car as you're driving to work. You should say it before you go into your next meeting. You should say it every day as often as possible until your subconscious mind believes it. You should say it so much that when you go to sleep at night and get into that deep REM sleep, that you have dreams where this message is being echoed through vivid imageries in your dreams. That's how often you say that specific mantra. And if you have anything else you want to add to that, do it. Make time every day to write, read, and experience powerful affirmations. I promise you, if you do that, you will slowly start to see a change in how you present yourself, and that subconscious mind will start to walk in step with your conscious mind. If you don't know how to put together powerful affirmations, you know what's wonderful about living in the 21st century and in the internet age is there's so much information out there. I post affirmations on my social media sites every day. I post morning gratitude affirmations, and I post noontime power affirmations. And there are so many people like me that are out there, and there's so much information. So if you're struggling at the start to come up with your own affirmations, go ahead and reach out and find affirmations that connect with you so that you can benefit from the tools that somebody else has provided. So that's my first key to preparing for your road. Before you step onto the road, you have to be ready for the road. And before you can get ready, my friend, my dear friend, you have to wrestle your subconscious mind down and bring it into submission and make sure that your subconscious mind and your conscious mind are in alignment and that you have an ally deep within you to move forward. I hope that makes sense. So that's the first key. So now you're feeling more powerful and your conscious mind is now dancing to your tune and ready to move forward in the great dream. Now it's time to prepare the rest of yourself for the road. Now, I've talked about this before. I'm going to talk about it again. Creating those goals and how important the goals are. Goals are as important, if not more important, than those affirmations. Your goals are the roadmap. They are the recipe to the dreams that you want to create. But before you know the goals, you got to know where you want to go. So it's that whole chicken or the egg concept. A lot of people write their goals down. As they write their goals down, they may realize after following a certain path that they're heading off in the wrong direction. Or maybe even that they didn't have one dream, now they have a different dream. You got to start as they've said in business writing, in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, got to start with the end in mind. That was Stephen Covey that said that. Start with the end in mind. Know what it is that you want to accomplish. Know where it is you want to go. What do you want to become? Who do you want to be? What is your goal? And don't hold back. Do not let anyone hold you back, and that is key too. You are the dreamer. Beautiful dreamer. You are the dreamer. Your friends are not the dreamer. Your families are not the dreamer. Your coworkers are not the dreamer. Your boss is not the dreamer. The guy on TV is not the dreamer. You are the dreamer. And the only thing that's going to hold you back from your dream is your inability to have a wild enough imagination to dream the wildest dream you can dream. And that's my challenge to you. Do not put limits on your dreams. Make your dreams powerful and wild, and then do everything you can do to make those dreams happen. That is a mantra to live by right there. That's a t-shirt right there. I might have to get that one made for you guys. Make them wild and powerful, and do everything that you possibly can to make those dreams happen. Sit down and spend time, whether it's a day, a week, or a month, spend time sussing out that dream. Write it down. Paint it in a picture. Doodle it in a drawing. Sing it in a song. Do whatever it is you need to do to make that dream happen. And don't finish until you think you've got it as well managed as possible. Especially you, my artist friend. Your dreams are the most important dreams because your dreams are the ones that inspire us and that touch us and that entertain us. Don't let the people around you stop you from hearing the muse and making that art, that talent, that gift come to life and entertain us. Because that's why God put you here. Dream. Sometimes I think we've forgotten how to dream. I look at the world around me and I see a community of people living the life that society has told them to live. And we've lost the ability in our society to dream. Where are the dreamers? Wake up and dream. Sit down. Don't be afraid to dream. Find a mentor. Find a guru. Tune into shows like this. Email people like me. Talk. Get it out. And engage with those dreams. And if you have naysayers around you, I have a saying, how do you know your dreams are powerful? When those who are afraid to dream tell you you can't do it. That's how you know. It's almost like the first person you should talk to is a person you know is going to tell you no. So you can feel how powerful their reaction is. And that's your signal that it's time to make your dream happen. I have a friend, dear friend of mine, that I always know I'm moving forward in the right direction when she calls me to pull me back. When I see her name come up on my phone, I'm like, oops. About to happen now. Dream. That's key too. So what's the first key? Engage with your subconscious mind and get your subconscious mind's buy-in to your movement forward. Key two, get that dream identified. Know where it is you want to go. Get it tempting to do. Now that you know what it is you're attempting to do, we're going to write down those goals. Now, I've covered this before, but I get a lot of emails and calls about these steps, so I want to make sure it's so important to me and my process and what I feel I've been put here to do. And my particular message being ignite your life so that you can evolve today, so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. These are so important. These steps are so important. Once you've got your dream sussed out, now you can write down your goals. So the question I get is this one. Angel, I wrote my dream down. It's so amazing, and thank you for helping me find my dream. But I don't know how to get there. How the heck can I get to this dream? It's so crazy. This dream is crazy. It's so simple. The connection that will get you there. You have to believe. Believe. You have to believe because God believes in you. You have to believe. You have to look at that dream. You have to believe it's going to come true. You got to connect to that dream every day. You got to make it your mission to walk towards that dream every day. So as you're writing out your goals, I'm going to move that key down to key four and give you key three. Make movement towards your dream every single day. As you write down your things to do for the day, and I suggest you do that, if you want to be a person that's up to something powerful, you should start your day with a things to do list, whether it's on your smartphone, on your computer, or on a notebook. I like to write things down to this day, so I still write my things to do list down on a notebook. The first thing you should do every day is write out a things to do list, and every day you should have something on there that has to do with your dream. Something. Even if it's simple. That's going to create a powerful process for you. What that's going to do is going to create a process of creating you in that dream. So in other words, you're going to be walking in that dream every day. Talk about igniting your subconscious mind. Every day you're going to be stepping into the dream. Like in that moment when you check that item off the list, you are now that person. How powerful is that? You're doing your everyday life, but this one moment, you're doing this one thing. It might be as simple as making a phone call, ordering a business card, purchasing a pair of shoes. It could be a simple process, right? But it's still a process. So as you go through your things to do list, you are person in life A, doing what you do now. You may be, I don't know, you may be a project manager. I don't know what you're doing in your life right now, who's listening, but you're that person. But the moment you check off that list, now you're the writer, or you're the singer, or you're the light worker, or you're the dancer, whatever it is that this dream is that you're trying to fulfill. Amazing. And that's what you need to remember. Every day. Every day. Do something that's taking you towards your dream. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's key three. Key four now, write those goals. So somewhere in your process, and I would give you, after you've sussed out your dream and you've processed it, and you digested it, you know, so get it all clear, and then, you know, walk around with it for a few days, you know, a week or so, to make sure that you've digested it. Once you've gone through that process, sit down and write your goals out. And I encourage you to make this goal-writing process kind of a traditional standard goal-writing process. Make it very grounded process where you put together your 60-day plan to a 6-month plan to a year and so on and so forth, so that you can have short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals, so that you can have clarity around what it is that you need to do. And I put some resources out there on how to put goals together, and you are welcome to call or email me if you want more guidance on this. And I also do goal setting webinars if you really want some really solid processes that you can connect to. And in the goal setting seminars, we actually do have a goal of coming out of that seminar with solid goals for everybody. I'm doing another one, I believe, in August. I think I've got one planned, and I'll let you guys know when that is. So write your goals out, get your plan together, and know what it is you want to accomplish at the end of each set of goals. So you're going to have short-term, mid-term, long-term goals, and what the outcome is you're looking for at the end of each set of goals. And now you've got pieces that you can add to that things to do list every day. But most important, you got that roadmap. So just like the traveler with the roadmap, that's what these goals are. And make them solid, powerful goals. Make them have meaning and make them measurable. Make sure that you have a way that you can go back to those goals and check things off and see what you've accomplished. In my life, the many things I do, one of the things I do is I'm a personal trainer, and I can tell you right now, if you cannot measure and see the difference in the work that you've done, it's frustrating, and you're not empowered. If you can't look back and say, hey, I did all this work, and the work is hard, let's be real. If your dream is wild and fantastic, baby, your work is going to be hard, right? But it's going to be well worth it. It's like losing weight. You lose 100 pounds, it's hard work, but it is worth it. So you want to be able to look back and see what you've done and measure the difference between where you were there and where you are today and celebrate where you are today. And so that's key five. Acknowledge and celebrate the victories with passion, because the best way to move your life forward is to excite yourself through the victories. And your subconscious mind is going to become your best friend if you reward it every time you hit a victory. Then you win. You win your subconscious mind, you win. That is the hardest thing to do, especially for those who have a purpose that is grand. So key one. What is key one? Key one is to know that dream. Key one is to make that dream powerful. Oops. Well, it's not. Key one is the subconscious mind. I got excited. Move forward too fast. It's the subconscious mind. Winning the subconscious mind. Win that subconscious mind. Get the conscious mind and the subconscious mind to hold hands and walk together on the path. That's key one. For those of you who don't know how to do that or struggle with doing that, there, we go back to the power of affirmations, and I encourage you to write me. My email address is linked to the radio website, and it's also on my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Then key two is get that dream together. Dream, 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 just like the song. Dream, dream, dream. Don't be afraid to dream. Don't hold back your dream. Make your dream powerful. Make your dreams explode and make them unreasonable. I say that with passion and I feel it when I say it. Make people uncomfortable with how powerful your dreams are. Make them wild, because that's what they are. Do you think that a person like Donald Trump or Cicely Tyson or Barack Obama, I think these people had small little tiny little dreams that, oh, maybe one day I think I might want to act. I think, you know, if things come out the right way, it'll be kind of cool to go into politics. You know, if I have a little extra money in my pocket, I think I might want to buy some real estate. Do you think that that's how those people dream? Or do you think that they sit down one day and write down on a piece of paper and say, one day I'm going to be the first black president? One day I'm going to own the Empire State Building. One day I'm going to win an Academy Award. What do you think these people say when they write their dreams and when they speak to themselves every day? Do you think that they just get up and just let things happen? Well, here I am. I have $20 in the bank. If I find somebody that will give me something to invest $20 in, I guess I'll pull it out and invest it. Or do you think they get up and go for a jog and point across to New York's landscape and say, in 1 year, I'm going to own all that property? Every day. That's what Donald Trump did when he was young. Every day. In 1 year, I'm going to own all that property. Every day. And guess what? He did. You make your dream as unreasonable as possible. Reach as high as you possibly can, and then when you can't reach anymore, step on a ladder and reach higher. That is the most important key. The most important key. And from there, so I only have a couple of minutes left, but I do apologize. There are people holding. I'm not going to have time to take calls this morning. If you have questions, I encourage you to give me a call. I mean, or send me an email. You can email me at angel.thacker@comcast.net, or you can email me directly on the website. The website is igniteandevolvecoaching.com. If you want to join my mailing list so that you can get announcements and updates on the webinars that we have coming up, you have a link right there on the website where you can do that. We'll be posting some more information on the blog right there on the website that talks about goal setting for you guys. And I plead with you to follow me on Twitter, because I will be making a point of posting some really powerful affirmations for you in this next coming week. It is my goal that you utilize the energy of the summer solstice that is coming up. The summer solstice is a powerful day because it's the energy of renewal and power and creation. And I want you to take that energy and pull it together and make your life happen. That's one of the reasons I chose the subject today. And we'll be moving in this energy through the next couple of shows so that you can prepare for the solstice, so that you can make your life explode. So thank you so much for tuning into the show. I want to give you something powerful to work with this week, and that is this. Imagine yourself a powerful creature, the lion in the jungle, ruler of his domain, asking nothing from anyone but taking all that he needs. His roar is powerful. His presence is amazing. And his mane is outrageous. When the lion walks by, everyone trembles in fear, for the lion is the king. And you, my friend, are the lion in the jungle. Roar as loud as your soul can roar, and take charge of your life, for what you make your life today will dictate how your life explodes tomorrow. And come with me, my friend. And remember, Angel asks that you stop, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless you and yours. Take care.